KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports. Is being brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference.
We are talking with satisfied Detter customers, and with me is...
This is Bob Sweeney, Rod.
Now, Bob, how many cars have you bought at Detter Motor Company?
We've lived here 22 years. I'm going to say probably 9 or 10 vehicles from them.
Okay, with Detter's being our hometown dealer here, tell people why they should shop our hometown dealer.
Well, I think it's always vital, whether you're supporting the local teams or the local businesses, it's always great to buy local. At number one, you know, and they'll look you in the eye and give you a fair deal, and they'll stand behind their product.
Okay. How come you keep going back to Detter Motor Company?
Well, number one, I grew up in a hometown business, and so I always like to support local businesses. And we started buying cars from Detter's and like the service and people and the quality of the vehicles we bought, and they stand behind them, so we've continued to do business with them over the years.
In sports, the 60th Annual Tournament of Champions wrapped up yesterday at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club, and Atlantic native Derek Jacobson rallied to win the Open Division. He started the final day a shot back of past champion Matt Warish and fell behind a few strokes before eventually grabbing the lead on the 17th hole. Jacobson had a strong stretch on the front nine, scrambling for par on the fourth hole, and following that with three straight birdies. It was a tight race until the end. Matt Warish led the entire day until a bogey at the 15th. That put three players in a tie for the lead at one under for the weekend: Warish, Jacobson, and Zach Christensen. The tie held through the 16th hole, and then Jacobson launched a great drive on 17 to just in front of the green. He took advantage by getting close in two and making birdie. That gave him a one-shot edge, and he'd hang on to it on the final hole. Warish had a chance for birdie, skate by the hole on 18, and Jacobson just needed to tap in for par to win. Jacobson finished the weekend with a total 2 under 205, shot rounds of 68, 69, and 68 to grab the championship. Warish was runner-up at 1 under. Zach Christensen finished 3rd at even. Barry Smith was 4th at 3 over, and Andrew Martin, Matt Haley, and Jake Olson finished at 4 over. Past senior champ Darren Baker was a senior division champion by 2 shots with a weekend 12 over 219 total. Baker shot rounds of 73, 71, and 75 to beat out Darrell Armstrong, who was 2 shots back. John Wilmore completed the Tournament of Champions Grand Slam by winning the Super Senior Division by 1 shot over 2-time defending champion Arnie Leistad. Wilmore shot 2 over 209 for the weekend. He had rounds of 68, 69, and 72. This was his first year playing in the Super Senior Division, and the win adds to his prior titles in the Open and Senior Divisions. And the folks running the tournament wanted to thank all the players, volunteers, AGCC staff, and spectators for another great year of the Tournament of Champions. Also moving on to baseball news, St. Louis Cardinals were a 500 team after a loss on July 25th, but since then they've been the hottest team in the National League. Yadier Molina broke a tie with a two-run single in the seventh inning. Tyson Ross won his St. Louis debut, and the Cardinals defeated the Royals 8-2 on Sunday to win their fifth straight, matching a season high. The Cardinals moved 8 games above 500, equaling their season high set on June 11th and are a National League best 12-4 since July 27th. Manager Mike Matheny was fired on July 14th in an attempt to jumpstart the disappointing team. Molina's bases-loaded single in the seventh scored Harrison Bader and Patrick Wisdom, who had 2 hits, drove in a run, and scored 2 in his major league debut. Wisdom's RBI single had tied it at 2-2. The Cardinals concluded a 3-city trip with a 7-2 record. Ross, who last pitched on August 3rd for San Diego, was an emergency starter, replacing Luke Weaver, who was scratched after cutting his right index finger on the aluminum foil cover of his clubhouse meal on Saturday night. Ross, who made 22 starts with the Padres before the Cardinals claimed him on waivers last week, was allowed 2 runs on 4 hits and 2 walks in 6 innings. Paul DeJong hit a 2-run homer in a 3-run ninth to cap the scoring. Next up for the Cardinals, they will send out right-hander Miles Michaelis to the mound tonight for the opener of a 4-game series against the Washington Nationals at Busch Stadium, and we'll have it starting with pregame at 6:15. Other Major League Baseball scores from yesterday. In the American League, it was the Yankees 7-2 over Texas, Boston 4-1 over Baltimore, Toronto 2-1 over Tampa Bay, Detroit was a 4-2 winner over Minnesota, Seattle beat Houston 4-3 in 10 innings of play, Cleveland 9-7 over the White Sox, Oakland 9-7. 8-7 over the Angels. In the National League, it was the Mets 4-3 over Miami, Arizona 9-2 over Cincinnati, Atlanta 8-7 over Milwaukee, Colorado a 4-3 win over the Dodgers, San Diego 9-3 over Philadelphia, San Francisco 4-3 over Pittsburgh, and the Cubs a walk-off 4-3 win over Washington. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, it was New Orleans beating Iowa 7-6, and Omaha split a doubleheader with Round Rock. They won the first game 4-3. Round Rock takes the second game 5-3. And today, Oklahoma City will be at Omaha, and the I-Cubs are off here today. In other sports, Brooks Koepka has won his first PGA Championship, playing poised and mistake-free golf down the stretch amid ear-splitting roars for Tiger Woods and a late charge from a revitalized Adam Scott. The U.S. Open champion closed with a 4-under 66 to reach 16-under for the tournament. That left Koepka three shots clear of Scott and two ahead of Woods, whose Sunday's charge electrified the packed grounds of Bellerive Country Club as if it were a decade ago. Woods capped a 6-under 64 with a long birdie putt at the 18th. Meanwhile, the unflappable Koepka became the fifth player to win the U.S. Open and the PGA in the same year. The others are Woods, Jack Nicklaus, Ben Hogan, and Gene Sarazen. Also in other sporting notes, in NFL news, Kansas City Chiefs right guard Laurent Duvernay-Tardif left practice Sunday to be evaluated for a concussion, while defensive tackle Xavier Williams and running back Damian Williams also left early. The Chiefs said Xavier Williams had a stinger and Damian Williams hurt his shoulder. Eric Berry did not participate in practice after skipping the Chiefs' preseason opener against Houston on Thursday night. Their star safety is dealing with a sore heel. San Francisco 49ers running back Jerick McKinnon will miss at least 1 week with a strained right calf. He injured himself in practice on Sunday, and the team says he'll be reevaluated in a week. The Cleveland Browns are sticking with Tyrod Taylor as their starting quarterback despite Baker Mayfield's impressive preseason debut. The number one overall draft pick threw two touchdown passes in Thursday's win over the New York Giants. Quarterbacks coach Ken Zampi said they liked what they saw from Mayfield, but he has a long way to go. The Browns want him to spend his rookie season watching and learning behind Taylor. The Buffalo Bills have shuffled defensive tackles by signing Tyron Walker and reaching an injury settlement to release John Hughes. Jacksonville Jaguars defensive ends Yannick Ngakoue and Dante Fowler had to be separated repeatedly following practice on Sunday. They had to be pulled apart by teammates, coaches, and security personnel outside the practice field gates. The Philadelphia Eagles have signed quarterback Christian Hackenberg and waived rookie offensive lineman Ian Park. Hackenberg was selected in the second round of the NFL draft by the New York Jets in 2016, but didn't play in a game. He was traded to Oakland in May for a conditional 2019 draft pick and was released 2 weeks later. The attorney for the family of University of Maryland football player who died after a strenuous offseason workout is calling for Terrapins coach DJ Durkin to be fired. Billy Murphy Jr. says the team failed to properly react after offensive lineman Jordan McNair fell ill on the practice field. The 19-year-old was hospitalized May 29th and died June 13th. The attorney said Sunday that the preliminary death certificate showed symptoms of heat stroke are present. Durkin was placed on administrative leave Saturday in the wake of reports that he and his staff mistreated players since his arrival at the campus 2 years ago. And Kevin Harvick has won at Michigan International Speedway, giving him a NASCAR high 7 victories this season. His number 4 Ford finished 3-plus seconds ahead of Brad Keselowski's number 2 Ford on Sunday. Kyle Busch, who started Sunday with a points lead, finished 3rd in his number 18 Toyota. Austin Dillon in the number 3 Chevrolet was 4th, followed by Ryan Blaney's number 12 Ford. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN Sports, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.